We're here to help you with all of your real estate needs, whether it's credit, whether it's mortgage, whether it's buying a home, selling a home, fixing some cracks, replacing driveways, replacing stoops, insulating, saving money. And the number one expense, other than real estate taxes, mortgage, and insurance for a homeowner, is utilities. Right? Would you agree with that statement?
And from personal experience, I'd say, yeah, that's right up there.
And when it's a day like today, where we left the restaurant and walked probably 300 yards and lost 7 pounds doing it because it's so flipping humid out there, the cost, the first thing that listeners do after they go outside, right, and then come back in and they're about ready to pass out, is go right over to that thermostat and dial it down. And the average price of the electric that our listeners, I'm hearing, are anywhere from $250 to $500 a month.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Roy can help you with that. I want everybody to pay close attention because you don't know what you don't know, and Roy's going to educate you. Hey, Roy.
Hey. So, yeah, I think what you just said just triggered something. When you know how you walk into a restaurant, Dave, and they have the calories next to the thing? When
yeah.
you turn your thermostat up, there should be dollar signs.
True.
You want to dial it down, it's going to cost you an extra, you know, $20 today or whatever.
So no, you're 100% that's right.
Make us more conscious and aware. If we want to spend the money, we want to spend the money. But we don't realize is there is another option. We could actually lower our utility bills. You could dial the air conditioner up, be more comfortable, and still not raise your utility bill. Wouldn't that be a wonderful world?
Sure.
And we can do just that by properly insulating your home, because we're paying to air condition the air when it's hot out. And, of course, in the winter, we're paying to heat that air. And the stack effect, what we call, is the natural upward air movement throughout the house. It starts in the basement, in the crawl space, and it's literally being sucked up through the house because we have vents in our attic and things. So that's the natural airflow. And, of course, we all know hot air rises and things. So the airflow is coming up, and we talk about gases and odors and mold and things coming up from the basement crawl space emanating through the living space and ultimately being sucked out through the attic. Well, in addition to those gases and odors, well, our energy dollars are going right up. That air that we pay dearly to heat and air conditioner are going right up literally through the roof. And so there is a solution to that, and that is to make your attic airtight and stop that airflow. Because, you know, if you look at insulation, whether it's cellulose or fiberglass, and there's a lot of air in it, and that's part of its insulating value is having those air pockets and things. And so that will help retain the heat or air conditioning. But what about all the gaps? Or what about all the can lights, all the utility lines and holes are in the attic floor? And what I've learned, and, you know, once we got into this, is where the some of the biggest energy losses are around the edges, where the attic floor meets the walls. And so even in a brand new house, so they require R45 in your attic, you know, the right amount of insulation. They don't require X amount of air sealant.
Really?
And so, yeah, even in a brand new home, the builders will build a brand new home and not seal those joints.
Why?
Because they don't have to. It's not code.
But they're already up there.
I understand. And maybe it's ignorance. Maybe they don't realize.
Okay.
But when we got into this, we, of course, wanted to do the best, you know, offer a better value. And it became very clear the way thing to do is to do air sealing. Okay. Anybody can add more insulation. And surprisingly, a lot of insulation contractors, that's what they do. Oh, yeah, your house is utility bill is too high. We'll just put more insulation. We measured it. You only have R22. We're going to give you more insulation, R45. That will help the situation. But it's not the optimal solution because they've done nothing to stop the airflow. So that's the first thing we do is we come and do a blower door test in your home. And we actually measure what is the some amount of energy loss in your home. And while we're doing this blower door test, we run thermal cameras, and we measure where is that energy being lost? Where are the holes? And inevitably, it's not the doors or windows. It's the attic and the attic spaces around the perimeter and all the openings around can lights and attic doors and things like that. And so once we've done the blower door test and measured and see how energy efficient your home is, then we located that these are the energy sucks.
Yeah.
Then we typically, of course, we're most times we end up in the attic space because that's where the problem is. And so what we need to do at that point is remove the old insulation.
So you take everything out.
Everything out. We vacuum all the old stuff. And a lot of times that's a good thing just in and of itself.
Okay.
When you think about cellulose, that's what that is basically old newspapers recycled and ground up and put in there, which is great. It's a good insulator. But old newspapers do what when they get old? They deteriorate, they crumble, they get dusty. So sometimes that affects the health of your house, just having old insulation that's crumbling and getting dust in your house. And then a lot of times it's gotten wet over the years, it's gotten compacted, there might be mold growth. We find all kinds of insect infestations and vermins and all kinds of things that if you knew it was up there, you would want it removed just for that reason. So we find that as we're taking out the old insulation. But most importantly, it gives us access to do that air sealing. So my guys are crawling in there, down in those real tight areas, and sealing the can lights, any openings, air openings, and sealing even those joints where the attic floor meets the wall joists and things like that. And then, and only then, once we've made it air sealed, then we reapply R45 insulation, and it's a game changer. I've had numerous of our listeners and customers, you know, report not just that their utility bills are lower, but their house is so much more comfortable, and they see it.
Quick question before the break: are you seeing a 10% decrease? Are your customers seeing a 10% decrease in the electric bills? 20%, 30%? Have you gotten any feedback over the past year as to what the savings are, especially in the summertime with the heat wave that we're experiencing?
Well, they haven't had that impact in the summertime yet.
Okay.
And honestly, we just started a year ago, as you know, we started last November. And in the wintertime, yes, we saw just that.
Okay.
10, 20, 30, 40% savings on your heating bill just by properly insulating your house. Because think about it, we're paying to heat this air and it's just literally going through the roof. So if you just stop that airflow, and now your home is retaining the heated air and or cooled air in your living space a lot longer. So that's why the savings. One guy, he told me that he had a upstairs bathroom with a shower, and it was always the fan didn't really evacuate anything. But once we sealed around it, and we sealed around the fan, all of a sudden, the fan's evacuating the air because now it was just naturally dissipating into his attic space and things like that. So we hear a lot of anecdotes, but mostly it centers around, lower utility bills and also increased comfort of the home.
Phone number?
800-421-7325.